Hello, GWA. This is Goddess by Night here, and welcome to my questionnaire. This is one that I put together just for fun. I saw that a lot of people put up their own questionnaires and kind of like do like a series or whatnot of them, but I thought I'd give it a try. See whatever if anybody like really even responds to it. And mine mostly include things I either want to know about people, and there's also plenty of random ones of just, funny, entertaining things where answers can be very amusing and fun to listen to. So I also hope that this mic is a little more clear. I'm using a different headset on my phone. So I did a little test this time, and so it did sound a bit better. Yeah, my hope is that I can find a better way to record on my phone when I'm doing things like this. So it sounds nice and I can just lay in bed and be comfortable and, that kind of thing. Okay, so let's jump right into it. Personal, what is your life's dream? Mine is just to be happy, just find happiness. That is honestly my answer to what's the meaning of life. It is to find happiness. Like, you only get one life, use it wisely and just enjoy it. If you're doing something and you're not happy, then, just don't do it. Now, if you're doing something like, say, going to school so you can achieve something that would make you happy, then, go to school because that's very important. Excuse me, that was a hiccup. And so yeah, happiness. That's all I want. So what is your greatest skill? I am really good with dogs. Like I've grown up around them. For the longest time I walk them. That was like my job when I was just, growing up, like as a kid. That was like, because I didn't have an allowance. So I earned my money by like taking care of other people's dogs, like my neighbor's dogs. Because I also didn't have, I've never had a dog. I love them to death and I've never had one. And it sucks. I plan to eventually get one, but I just don't have the money to afford one right now. And so I would take care of other people's dogs and I would walk them and take care of them while the owners were away on like vacation or whatever. And then I started training them. Like people would get puppies, and so I'd come over and I'd instruct them, like how to train their puppy effectively, and potty training, basic obedience was mostly what I did. I can teach them tricks. That just, yeah, I can do that. It's just most of my work was just basic obedience and that kind of thing. Also some behavior modification. So I'm also good with cats. I trained my own cats, actually. Believe it or not. It's all about consistency. That's really it. That's all. It's like it's with kids too. It's just consistency and being firm and fair. That's honestly the trick. What is your sexual talent? I think mine is I'm really good at blowjobs. I think I am. I mean, I've never like gone down on a guy that is like had like, several blowjobs and so like he can like critique me, but I think I'm good. I have a very low gag reflex, so I can deep throat a guy very easily. And I also have like the stamina to go for a while. That's what I think. I think that's probably like my best skill in the bedroom, besides obviously my teasing, but I wouldn't really call that a sexual like talent. It's just I would call that more of a skill. I feel like talent is something that just comes naturally to you, and blowjobs is like that for me. What is your non-sexual talent? I feel like I go right back to the whole dog training thing. I have a natural like thing with dogs. I've been told by actually a professional trainer that I have something called a dog sense. And like what she means by that is that like, I understand them and I feel like I do. I don't want to bore anybody, but all I will say is that I'm a person that relies greatly on her instincts. And whenever you work with animals, that is a huge and very valuable, thing to have. And with some people, that just does not come natural. And it does come natural to me. That's actually one of the things that also just kind of protects me when it comes to people. Like, for some reason, I am able to sense, even over the internet, I'm able to sense like a person, you know. I can pick up on subtle things, and like sometimes like I'll have this gut feeling, and like I'll just like have like some instinct red flags, and I'm just like, okay, maybe this person isn't maybe I shouldn't talk to this person, or I should like get away from this person. You know, there have been times where I haven't felt it online, but I, you know, felt it in person, and yeah, because I've met people online, but we'll get to that in a moment. What is your talent or skill you wish you had? Okay, there's a couple. One, I really wish I was a better singer. Like I was in choir all throughout high school, but that is, I can hold a note. That's not the problem. I had my tonsils removed when I was 9, so I can't like do that like vibration thing that every good singer can do. I can't. Mine's just a solid thing. There's no vibration, there's no little, you know. So I wish I could do that. I wish I could do parkour. Like, I think parkour is the coolest shit in the world. And, but I am so top heavy, with my tits, I would just flip over and probably fall off a building in the process. So I really wish I could do parkour. I mean, I might try, like, once I have money to like go and get a personal trainer, I'm gonna try and like build some muscle mass so I can lift my own weight, which is mostly my fucking boobs and hips. And I want to try and like see if I can do parkour. Is there something you are really knowledgeable about? What is it? Jesus, I'm right back to the dog thing. so I'm gonna try something else. What else am I really knowledgeable about? Can't think of anything. The only thing that comes to mind is like the whole dog thing. Like, I will say this right now. Being a dog trainer or an animal like doctor, like a veterinarian, all of those things were things I wanted to do when I was a kid, and then I got into the animal industry, and yeah, then I didn't want to do it anymore. There's a lot of reasons, but the thing that turned me off of like working in the animal industry are the owners. They're really, really stupid owners that just don't know how to take care of their animals and just should like they're it's the same with people. Like some people should not be a parent. Like they should not have kids. And it's the same thing with animals. Some people just should not have dogs. And that's where you hear the stories of people getting attacked by these dogs. It was because the owners really sucked at being owners. Sometimes it's because the dog like probably had like a mental issue from bad breeding. But I need to get off the subject because that is a whole other can of worms that I really don't want to bore you guys with. what are your current life goals? New Year's resolutions do count. My life goals, well, my current life goals, finish college, get my degree, and get my career going. Just so I can like have money. Like I'm working retail right now while I'm in college, and it really fucking sucks. I mostly want to start my own business, where I 3D print, like gauges, like, you know, plugs, and you know, gauge like stretched ear jewelry. I want to 3D print those so I can like come up with a lot of different designs. Like, I want to. One of the things I really, really want to do is I want to go to like an anime convention or a gaming convention, and I want to 3D print gauges and earring jewelry for people that have like a kind of like a geek thing. I saw these one. this one pair of gauges that was a Dratini. And it just, like, it just goes into your ear like that. And it's a Dratini. And it's the fucking cutest shit ever. And I only saw a picture of it, and I've looked everywhere, and I want it. So my alternative was just, okay, I'll 3D print some. And then I'm like, oh, I can make that into a business. So I really, really want to start that business as soon as I get my degree, and I can go buy like $1,000, really high quality 3D printer, and I can get my business started and see if it'll be a good one. All right, next section, internet. What was the first online community you were a part of? Are you still a part of it? The first one I was a part of, it's called Red versus Blue, Rooster Teeth. Okay, Red versus Blue is a online series. It's a machinima, and a machinima is where you go into a video game and you use your characters in a multiplayer match, and you use the characters as actors, and then one person's the camera, cameraman, and like on their screen, it's just them, and they can see all the care, like all the other players, and you just record that, and you could do a lot of different things. And so I've been into Halo since the very beginning. Like Combat Evolved was the first one, and so I've been in it for my pretty much th since the very beginning. And so I was a part of Red versus Blue since the very beginning, like season one. And they're still going, by the way. It's like 10 years later and they're still going. I'm not even joking either. I think it's been 10 years now. Am I still a part of it? Kind of. I still watch the series. Like, I got caught up to the most recent series, and oh my god, that was sick. Like, they're to the point where there's like actually animating the characters' movements themselves. It's not just basic machinima anymore. They are taking like the Spartan design, and they are animating actual fight scenes that are just fucking badass. In that sense, yes, I'm still a part of it, but I don't go into my profile anymore to like get into the forums and talk to people. So yeah. On an average day, what websites do you spend the most time on, social media sites included? I think YouTube is the number one. Next comes Facebook, and then Reddit. Facebook is pretty much where I keep in touch with all my family members. I don't live in the same state as like any of my family anymore. So, social media is really, really important to me just because that's a way I can keep track of everybody, like see how everybody's doing. If something bad happens, if it's not in my direct family, like my parents and my siblings, if it's outside of that, then that's how we get like bad news or whatever. So that, I always check it every day, see how people are doing, and and then of course Reddit, GWA, duh, and YouTube. I spend way too much time on YouTube. I watch everything. I watch way too much YouTube because I don't have cable, and so I just spend my whole life on YouTube. On an average, oh wait, no, I just did that one. Do you hashtag at all? I do it out of humor. Like, for my pre-lurker challenge, I did hashtag bad life decisions. I do things like that. I hashtag out of humor. I don't do it lightly. Have you ever done or been a part of an internet trend? Examples: Harlem Shake, Planking, Cinnamon Challenge, ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. And for the record, people do not do, I repeat, do not do the Cinnamon Challenge. It is dangerous. It can kill you. It will kill you. So many people have freaking died or had to go to the hospital because they inhaled it and like they were literally dying. To respond to this, I really wanted to do a Harlem Shake video, but I couldn't get any of my friends involved, so it would have just been me. Because I thought that was I when that first came out, seriously, in my history was nothing but Harlem Shake videos. I literally spent like 3 hours watching Harlem Shake videos. And then I did do the ice bucket challenge, but I didn't do the ice on my head. I donated the whole $100 because I would have rather, like, now granted, I saved up the money. Like I over like a month or two, I put a little of money away every paycheck, and I paid the full $100. Just I thought that would like, create more of an impact than pouring ice on my head. And also, I didn't want ice on my head. Was there any other trends that I did? I don't think so. I usually, like, unless it's like cool, like the ice bucket challenge, or funny, like the Harlem Shake, I usually don't do them. Have you ever made friends online and then met them in real life? If so, how did it go? If not, would you? The answer is yes. I have actually done a lot of internet meetups. Like most of my friends I met online and are there, like they are the closest friends I've ever had in my life. Call it a FAP is one of them. Like I met him online and we literally met like 8, 9 years ago and we're still close friends. And I even met my fiance online. And they some of my internet friends, we all get together whenever we can, and we just like have one giant group meetup and we hang out for like a week, and it's the nerdiest orgasm awesomeness ever. I mean, it's not, we're not all sexy friends, no, like it's just it good innocent fun until we start gaming and then we're at each other's throats. Have you ever? Oh, I just did that one. Fuck, I suck. If your favorite GWA Redditor said they were going to hold a meetup and it was near you, would you go? Oh, fuck yes. Fuck yes. Dude, that is the opportunity for an orgy. Like if everybody just like if we have all of a place to go, like a hotel room or something, or maybe somebody who lives nearby has like a house. And we all like go back there for some drinks, and then that would be awesome. That would be so fucking awesome. That needs to happen. That literally needs to happen. If I decide, like, I honestly, I feel like in some time in the future, I'm gonna be tempted to do a big meetup. I live near a major city, and I can just say, okay, here's a landmark. Let's meet there at this time. I would definitely do it in a public place because I feel like that is an open opportunity for creepers. And so, I don't know. I think I would still do it. I would definitely still do it. Because if there was any creepers, I'd just kick their ass. All right, random section. Yes, this is my favorite. I was so excited when I wrote this random section because there's a few questions in here I'm quite excited for. What are your favorite clothes to wind down in or relax in? I'm actually wearing them right now. I have two pajama sets. One is Wonder Woman, the other one is Batman. Where they're cotton pants, like they're called, like capri pants, and a tank top, and they are so fucking comfy. You have no idea. And I'm just laying here in bed. I'm just beyond comfortable. Like I had a shower before this, and so I'm like all clean and comfortable. The only thing that would make this better would be my moccasins because I love wearing moccasins, especially in the winter. But my room is warm enough, so I don't really need my moccasins. What kind of celebrity would you like to be? Actor, rock star, YouTube star? I would love to be a YouTube star. I want to be the YouTube. Okay, because that's innocent, legit celebrity status right there. Because you put in a lot of effort, and you became so popular, like through the internet. Like millions of people supported you in order to get your status. Like that would just be the coolest thing ever. So yeah, I would definitely take YouTube star. I think Rockstar would be the runner up because I love music, and if I could, play a musical instrument really well to be in order to be a rock star. Oh my God, that'd be so cool. What's the worst thing you would do for $1 billion or $1 billion in your country's currency? The worst thing. That was, that's, I feel like it's kind of a short list Because I have really high moral standards. Oh gosh, but it's $1 billion. I would definitely make sure someone didn't die. Like I couldn't live with that. That's not worth it. Like, you know, the loss of human life is not worth $1 billion. Think I'd just probably hold up a bank. Like if I knew that there was like a bank that had a lot of like high valuables in there, I would like get all Grand Theft Auto and pull a team of professionals together, and we'd go in there and have like lots of backup plans. You know, we'd go in there with guns, but we'd have the strict rule: nobody dies. We are not gonna shoot anybody. No one is gonna get raped. No, we're just gonna go in there, get our shit, and go. And then, you know, lay low for a year. And then we can go spend our money. What fear have you outgrown? Tornadoes. Like when I was a little girl, I was terrified of tornadoes. Now, oh my God, they're like the fucking coolest shit ever. I want to go be a tornado chaser. Like I love tornado chasers. I think they're so cool. I follow this guy called Reed Timmer. He's fucking awesome. It's just it's so cool. I mean, I you know, I it really really sucks when a tornado hits like a highly populated area, like even just a house. Like even if it's just one house that a tornado destroyed while it was on the ground, is a tragedy. But like so but I like you know, a tornado in a field, no people are around, nobody's in danger. You can it's just flat land and you can just admire its like destructive beauty. That is just fucking awesome. It's sick. Oh man. Oh God, I want to go be a storm chaser. I want to do it so bad. I need a car. And I also need a buddy. I need someone to go with me. Because you never ever want to chase alone. I need somebody to go with me. And the reason you don't chase alone is because you need somebody there to second guess you. Like if you want to go one direction, you need to like, you know, if you're chasing a tornado and you're close, your decisions become life or death. Like if you make a wrong turn, you're gonna get sucked up and that's it. It's over. Well, you could survive if the tornado is not that strong, but if it's bad, you're fucked. Okay, if you could adopt anyone, fictional or real, into your extended family to make gatherings more interesting, who would it be? Harry Dresden. He is a fictional character from my favorite book series. It's called The Dresden Files. He is a personal. Sorry, probably just blew right into my mic. He is a personal investigator, a PI, who is also a wizard. And in the Dresden Files series, it's not cheesy magic. It is actually legitimately awesome. Okay. And Jim Butcher, the author, oh my God, he is a fantastic author. He is awesome. Seriously, if anybody's looking for a good book series to get into, The Dresden Files. The first book is Stormfront. Get it or rent it or, like, you know, borrow it from the library. Go read that shit. You will be hooked by the end of that book. And there's 16. I will post this one picture if I can into the like the GWA post. There's this picture that I found where it's these two people. One friend shares a book series with another friend. It's like a little like funny comic, and it's so fucking accurate. Okay. And the reason I would actually ask him to be adopted as a extended family is one, because he's an orphan, because he's too awesome to not have a family. And two, he's just fucking hilarious. He's an ass in a good way, and so he would probably probably say some witty, like smart ass things to some of my relatives, and it would really funny, especially when he started swearing and around my parents, who are really, really strict traditional people. Oh my gosh. Especially if he started throwing around magic. Oh my gosh, I would love it if he started throwing around magic. And also he's just hot, but then I couldn't fuck him if he's a part of my extended family. Damn it. Oh, I can still admire him from afar. Okay. What is your favorite group game? Cards Against Humanity. No question. That is my I have every single deck there is, including the Crabs Adjust Humidity parody packs. And if you play Cards Against Humanity and you don't have the Crabs Adjust Humidity packs, get them. They are even funnier than the Cards Against Humanity packs. And if you've never even heard of Cards Against Humanity, go get it right now. You need to. And you get like four more people together and play that shit. Now, keep in mind, this is not a game that you play with your grandma. Unless your grandma is super awesome and is not offended at like elf cum. That is a card, actually. It's elf cum. This is a game where your goal is to be the funniest or the most horrible person in the room. There was a card that I played, the black card. It said, "My father got into blank during his midlife crisis." And the blank card, which is a white card I played, was kids with ass cancer. I think that's probably one of the worst ones I've ever played. And of course, I won that round. I am a really horrible person when it comes to that game. But it's all in good fun. Please, people, don't take that personally or take that seriously. Because I know it's bad, but it's meant to be, like, not taken seriously. It's meant to be funny. What about your childhood wouldn't most people guess? Sorry, I'm tripping over my own words. What about your childhood wouldn't most people guess? I'm not gonna go too much deep into this. Just, like, I don't have a problem talking about it. It's just, it kind of brings down like the vibe in a room. I had actually a really shitty childhood. Like, I was a really depressed kid because I was just constantly alone and people didn't like me. Yeah. Gonna end it there. What's under your bed right now? Probably a shit ton of dust bunnies and this plastic container that holds a few things like decorative pillows that is in a zip bag or a space bag. That's just about it. Also, plenty of cat hair. Definitely plenty of cat hair. What is something you thought was weird originally, but are now turned on by? Well, Vindicator definitely has given me the appeal of getting my feet played with, so that's a new one. I mean, I never really had to think like foot fetishes, I didn't have anything against them. They just never really interested me until I met him, and now I want my feet to be played with. And then also dominating, like dom sub kind of thing. Before I met that ex-boyfriend of mine, I thought I was a little weird. Honestly, everything that I'm into now, I thought was weird at one point in my life, and now I'm into it. Yeah. Including like prostate stimulation on guys, obviously. I definitely thought that was weird, like, because I was really, really turned off by any sort of ass play, but now I'm like, oh my God, pegging and prostate stimulation. Oh, that sounds so awesome. If somebody was dancing down the street, what would you do? Join them? Walk away awkwardly? I could fucking join them. Dude, I am loud and proud. Like, if I was like walking down the street of like a major city and like there's this random person dancing and like holding a boombox or their iPod or iPhone, whatever, and was playing music and it was just dancing down the street, oh fuck yeah, I would just join in, start dancing with them, and then eventually we'd just go our separate ways, and it'd be awesome. What does evolution need to do to the human body to improve it? Add a third arm, or like with hand, and fingers and everything. 'Cause you have no idea through my day-to-day life how many times I just needed a third hand. You have no idea. Like, it's just like I'm in a situation where I'm trying to do this one thing and my two hands just aren't enough. And so I had to call my fiance and be like, "I need your help right now. I need a third hand." how would you murder somebody and dispose of the body? Okay, the murder part, it depends on what they did to me. Like, if it was like somebody that like hurt me in my past, it would probably be a painful death. If it was like something not so bad, like maybe if I was like hired, I would make it very quick, like shot to the head, I guess. And then this part is easy. I would either dump their body in Lake Michigan or in the Detroit River. And the reason is Lake Michigan has a underwater current that people can't go down in. So the body would never be found. It would just be in the lake for forever. And Detroit River, literally every spring when the ice melts, I mean, you can go Google this. Literally hundreds of bodies are found. And the Detroit police do not have the resources to investigate them all. So you're fine. I feel like that's really bad to give out that information. I honestly, when I wrote this question, I was like thinking, okay, maybe this is not a good question. Maybe I shouldn't ask this, but I don't know. I do think it is a bit sketchy. I it's the same thing about people's creativity. What do you think would happen? What do you think would happen if someone poked Kim Kardashian's ass with a giant needle? Well, here's what would happen. Her ass would get poked. It would explode in a huge, gory mess that would destroy hundreds of miles, and then it would implode into a black hole. And here's my reasoning. Her most recent photo shoot, that one where she's got the glass sitting on her butt and she popped that champagne bottle and like the suds and like the champagne is like going over her head and into the glass that's sitting on her butt. That is clear evidence of a gravity field. And what has a gravity field? A sun. And what happens when a sun explodes? It implodes into a black hole. End of story. What is worse? Your fly is down, spinach in your teeth, or toilet paper stuck to your shoe? I would say spinach in your teeth. I honestly just think that's really, really horrible. I mean, fly down, it's okay. Okay, I just probably flashed somebody my panties. Whatever. Paper towel stuck to your shoe. Whatever, it happens to anybody, and it's just toilet paper. I mean, if there was something on it, then yeah, that's that. Ugh, that's pretty bad. But I would have to say spinach in the teeth. Okay, so that's the end of my questionnaire. I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I hope you guys are, think about, doing this yourselves. And I hope you enjoyed it. And awesome, I'm right around a half hour. I think this might have been my shortest questionnaire thingy ever. New record. Yay! All right, bye!